If you're going to the beach this weekend, bring ID.
We will be checking licenses or what we have, green key cards for Suffolk residents. And we'll be on the beach. We have enhanced personnel on the beach who will be helping to maintain social distancing and indicating when we are approaching the beach being at capacity.
Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, along with county executives from Westchester and Nassau, say that they will step up enforcement of beaches. This only includes county-run beaches, not state or national ones. The measure is largely aimed at New York City residents, whose beaches will remain closed this weekend. When asked if the city could retaliate at all by throttling Long Islanders on, say, the sidewalk or going to the theater, Ballone said no. The city will still want Long Island's tourist money. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, more on the beaches and also outdoor recreation in Connecticut, and also what is going to be open this summer for the children. County Executive Steve Ballone and Laura Curran say that they will step up law enforcement presence at county beaches this Memorial Day weekend. They will be making sure beach blankets are 10 feet apart, masks are worn near the bathrooms, and checking IDs for people entering. They say it's strictly about capacity. So long as New York City keeps its beaches closed, Ballone says only county residents may access county beaches.
On a temporary basis, it makes sense to ensure that the residents who are paying for those beaches or staffing those beaches have the ability to access.
Curran says that she has told Nassau law enforcement to have a friendly enforcement presence. For example, she said checking ID for only the driver, not everyone in the car. Also, MTA officials reminded potential travelers this weekend that trains are for essential workers, not beachgoers. Governor Ned Lamont is encouraging Connecticut residents to also spend time outdoors this weekend, but he is encouraging them to visit the state's less patronized inland parks instead of crowding onto the shoreline beaches. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Connecticut kept its parks and beaches open during the COVID-19 shutdown. That resulted in state officials closing parking early on certain days to prevent overcrowding. Lamont says that's why he'd like people to take advantage of less visited inland parks this holiday weekend.
We've got gorgeous parks that people aren't as familiar with, and this is where we recommend people focus over this weekend, because some of our parks and beaches may be loved to death.
Lamont spoke at Gay City State Park in Hebron, where he says he and his wife Annie often go hiking. State officials won't allow swimming at inland parks, but swimming is permitted at shoreline beaches. The wearing of face masks and social distancing is encouraged. Neighboring Rhode Island and Massachusetts now have their beaches open. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Coming up, what to do with the kids this summer. But first, these headlines.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, now offering more testing for COVID-19. If you think you need a test, call 833-621-0600 or visit hartfordhealthcare.org/testing.
A Westport man has filed a lawsuit against Governor Ned Lamont, claiming that his executive order to limit gatherings of five or less people is unconstitutional. Bruce Miller says Lamont's coronavirus restrictions violates his freedom of assembly and privacy in his home. Miller also says that Lamont has overstated the severity of COVID-19 and has overstepped guidelines issued by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. State Attorney General William Tong says that Lamont's orders conform with the Constitution. As the economy gets closer to reopening, the MTA says that they may limit the number of riders on the Long Island Railroad and Metro North by implementing a reservation system. The agency also hinted at using mass thermal imaging in order to take the temperature of everyone getting on the train. Hospitals and nursing homes in New York will see an additional 0.5% cut in Medicaid reimbursement. This is on top of a 1% cut announced last December and doesn't include any possible future cuts from the $13 billion budget deficit that the state faces from the sudden drop in tax revenue. New York officials are making decisions about which businesses will open for the official start of summer this weekend. Beaches are a go, but summer camps may remain closed. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says reopenings can be done safely so long as people follow the rules. Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo says no decision has yet been made about opening day camps, but he says there are growing concerns and many unanswered questions about the pediatric inflammatory disease associated with COVID-19. Top aide Robert Mujica says guidelines are also being revised for daycare centers because of the growing worries about the illness.
With this new population and the new number of cases, which are increasing every day, before we go ahead and say we want to open more, right, places where children can congregate, we want to make sure that you can do it and mitigate it within the guidelines. And we haven't made that determination yet.
Cuomo says the state health department is investigating 157 cases of the syndrome. It's led to the deaths of 4 children.
Should I send my children to day camp? Is it safe? Until we have this answer on this pediatric syndrome, as a parent, until I know how widespread this is, I would not send my children to day camp. And if I won't send my children to day camp, I wouldn't ask anybody else to send their children to day camp.
The governor says in-person summer school is canceled for this year, though distance learning will still be offered. A fall reopening of the state's over 700 school districts is still up in the air. Cuomo says in June, he'll be working with the State Board of Regents and the districts on guidelines for varying scenarios on how to reopen safely. He says the virus-related syndrome in children is a concern in making those decisions as well.
We don't want to make that decision until we have more facts. And as the facts keep changing, prudence dictates that you don't make a decision until it's timely, so you have the most recent facts to make the decision.
Meanwhile, the New York State Restaurant Association is asking that restaurants be allowed to open to outdoor dining in phase 2 of reopening plans, saying the shutdowns continue to devastate the industry. The governor did not address that in the briefing. County health commissioners are also urging the public to use some common sense as the reopening start and the Memorial Day weekend gets underway. In a statement, the group representing county health departments in New York say people should comply with all social distancing rules and use caution, reason, and patience as regions of the state begin to reopen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
If you haven't already, you can subscribe to this podcast in order to get the latest on the coronavirus and all the news from Long Island and Connecticut. You can search your podcast app for C19 or find a link on our website, WSHU.org. Support for C19 comes from Hartford Healthcare. As always, send suggestions to news@WSHU.org. I'm Charles Lane. I'll be back tomorrow.